Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Craig Ballantyne is 33 years of age. He's from County Tyrone and he's currently stranded in Dubai after he was arrested over a negative review that he posted online relating to a dog grooming centre. He could now face up to 2 years in prison if he's found guilty. And Radha Sterling, who's the CEO of the campaign group Detained in Dubai, is with me here on Lunchtime Live today because Radha's working to try and get Craig home. Will you just bring listeners back, Radha, and explain first of all, Craig went over to Dubai back in 2023.
Yes, that's right. He went over to Dubai. He stayed there in total for 6 months and he worked for a dog grooming company for about four of those months. And he became ill and took 2 days off work, provided a medical certificate, doctor's information, and all of the formalities you would expect. But his employer reported him as having absconded, despite the fact that he was in contact with them and clearly hadn't. Now, that caused him to be forced to stay in the country for around 3 months, I believe it was, while he was trying to resolve this issue. He was trying to remove that absconding case. He couldn't work in the interim, and he was very frustrated and appalled at the treatment he received. When he came back to Northern Ireland, he wrote a review about this dog grooming company online on a Google review, as anyone would if they're disgruntled with the service at a hotel or a rental car, and thought nothing more of it. He didn't use profanities. He didn't swear. He was, you know, just a normal review, a one-star review. When he returned to the UAE to visit friends, he had 2 weeks lined up of visiting old friends and thought he'd have a good time.
And that was in Dubai he was visiting them, wasn't it?
Yes. And he thought he'd, you know, he worked with a lot of volunteering and charity work all over the world and has so many friends there. So he wanted to catch up with them, was arrested on arrival at Abu Dhabi, transported to Dubai and told that he was being charged with this online Google review. And of course, he was stunned because he had no idea that leaving a negative review of a service or a company would be in violation of the law of the UAE. And I think most people don't realise that.
So it's charges of slander that he's facing under their cybercrime laws.
It's essentially anything negative. It could be any clause of the UAE cybercrime laws. It could be offensive. It could be an insult. Basically, it comes down to the feelings of the company or the person in the company that it's about. And I mean, I've seen people arrested for complaining directly over the telephone to customer service, even politely. I've seen people arrested for leaving a 2-3-star review on a rental car company. So this is an extremely common thing, and it's a way for companies to have those reviews taken down, but also to seek compensation. So I would not be surprised at all if the complainant in this case, his former employer, actually demands money from him.
So essentially, Craig is living in Dubai. He gets a job at a dog grooming service, which I believe is called Dubai's Canine Salons. He's working away. He's sick. He's out of work sick. Legitimately, has a doctor's note for 2 days. They let him go. He's then arrested for absconding. Have I that right? He's then arrested for absconding, Radha.
Well, there was a report against him for absconding, which means he couldn't leave the country. He wasn't arrested for that, but with a case like that against him, he can't work in the country.
Apologies.
He can't seek another job.
So he was unemployed then during that period when he was trying to fight the absconding charges?
Oh, with the help and support of family and friends is how he survived that. And I think after that experience, a lot of people wouldn't want to go back to Dubai, but because he had such a good time other than that experience and knew so many people there, he didn't he he thought it would be creating a new memory.
How long did he return home in that period to Northern Ireland for?
He was back in Northern Ireland for around about 6 months. He made the online post mid-year. He had no idea of any cases. His former employer didn't contact him or get in touch at all. I think they were waiting. They were hoping that if they take a police case and they just wait until eventually he comes back to Dubai, where he'll be arrested. It's extremely vindictive.
Once he posted the review online about his former employer, he had no idea that they had made a complaint to the authorities until he arrived at Abu Dhabi Airport.
That's absolutely right. There was no inkling. There was no contact. There was no, oh, would you please take that down? It's offensive or anything like that. It was just straight away to the police case. And this is pretty standard behaviour. It was surprising in a sense that his employer was actually a Westerner. And we're seeing more and more Westerners who wouldn't make these same police complaints in their own countries, sort of using the UAE laws to their advantage.
So he was detained at Abu Dhabi Airport. Was he in a position to make contact with his family to inform them of the story back home?
No, he disappeared. He was completely out of contact. He was not allowed his phone. They confiscated it. His mother actually thought that he was dead. She thought the worst. You know, it was totally unlike him not to be in touch when he's traveling. I mean, they're a very close family. And she genuinely thought that something terrible had happened.
So how did you find out that he was been held by police in Abu Dhabi?
In Abu Dhabi and then transferred to Dubai. And he only contacted me around a week ago to tell me of his story. I think, you know, he looked at the Tory Tui case and there have been quite a lot of British and Irish citizens arrested in the UAE of late. And certainly there have been a lot over the years specifically for these kinds of charges.
These cybercrime laws that we're talking about, well, this just seems so foreign and bizarre to many of our listeners, rather, you know, hearing this story today. Are these recently enacted cybercrime laws?
This kind of conduct has always been against the law. So the cybercrime laws have just really solidified it and tried to make it more obvious. But I believe when they constructed the cybercrime laws, they were so vague that they were confusing. It's as though nothing online is legal in the UAE. And it's unbelievable, but almost every single traveller to the UAE would already be in violation of those cybercrime laws because they're so vague, whether it's using a VPN, whether it's sharing a charity online or a social media post made 5 years ago, perhaps about something negative related to the UAE. It could just be as simple as the weather. They're that vague. So most people don't realise that they can be charged under these cybercrime laws. And they're often weaponised against frenemies, enemies, employers, employees, landlords and tenants. And we even see husbands and wives because it covers even private communications. So if I send a rude message to my spouse, for example, on WhatsApp, you know, in the middle of a divorce, they could take a case against me for that, and that would be covered under the cybercrime laws.
It's pretty extraordinary, Radha.
It is, and landlord and tenant, and we even had Lala Sharavesh. She was arrested over a Facebook post that she made from England 5 years before traveling to Dubai. And it was a private Facebook message about her former husband's new wife that wasn't supposed to be seen by anyone. And she was arrested in the UAE for that. She didn't even make the post in the UAE. So it's that kind of insanity that really puts everyone at risk. And I mean, in this particular case, in Craig's case, had he checked his police status in advance of travelling, it would have shown up that there was a case against him and he wouldn't have travelled. He would have been able to resolve the situation.
The onus is on the traveller then, is it, rather, to check your police status before travelling to the UAE?
Which is absolutely insane. And it's something that I'm really pushing now because we've dealt with over 20,000 cases since 2008. And I think that if people checked their status in advance of traveling, it would significantly reduce the number of cases like Craig's that we come across. The unfortunate thing is, though, I mean, people go to Dubai. Why? Because it's marketed to them as a modern, you know, tourist destination, almost like Las Vegas. It's a party place. It's liberal. It's the liberal place of the Middle East. But to the contrary, when people are arrested for, you know, making a customer service complaint or a social media post, if we add, you know, the complexity of doing a police check before traveling, it takes away a lot of the lure to Dubai, which is cheap and easy flights. And it also puts into the front of people's mind that, oh, this isn't the kind of liberal society they're marketing to us. But I think that's a step that needs to be done. And I think the government should really be advising citizens who have traveled to the UAE before that they could be at risk of a police case and should check in advance.
Craig is where today, Radha?
He's in Dubai. He's staying with a friend, actually. So he's fortunate that he's got at least that sort of support. He's been told that he is going to be prosecuted. But we also have his first minister, who's really strongly advocating for him, pushing the Foreign Office to intervene diplomatically.
This is Michelle O'Neill here at home.
That's right. Yeah. And she's also contacted the UAE's ambassador in London. So we hope that with this sort of diplomatic push, that the UAE can see, you know, do you really want to jail a tourist over a Google review? He's already taken the review down. He's already even apologised. I'm not sure whether he should have apologised,
but he has. He's not being held in prison. He's just basically under house arrest at the moment at a friend's house.
Yes, but you know, sometimes that can even be worse because the authorities don't see it as an urgency anymore. So they don't want to push you through the courts and the legal process. They see you as being free, even though you're not. You're in another country and you're not at home.
And you can't leave.
And for most people, that is an extreme trauma where they're having to pay for hotels and Airbnbs. Yeah.
So
he's only lucky.
So he was arrested, but he hasn't officially been charged. Is that correct?
He was arrested, charged, but he's on bail pending the prosecution and pending the next court date.
And do we know when that court date is?
They haven't said when the court date is going to be, but I'm going to assume within the next 30 days. And especially with this kind of pressure, I'm hoping that they expedite it. But in normal situations, you can have to wait 4 months, sometimes even more, just to get in front of a judge. And that means if you're innocent and you're found innocent, you've been stuck in the country for that long, possibly lost your job. You know, your whole life is being turned upside down. And most people are spending, you know, 20 to 50,000 on a lawyer to represent them in these matters.
If he's found guilty, he's facing 2 years in prison under slander charges, and he's currently at least going to have to wait about 30 days before he can appear in front of a court again.
Yes, certainly. And no matter which way the verdict goes, even if he's innocent, the prosecution has an automatic right to appeal that. So that can then cause you to stay in there another 4 months. And often that result is dependent on just how vindictive the complainant is.
It's an absolutely fascinating case. And I think, you know, a real eye opener for a lot of our listeners. Radha, listen, thank you for taking the call and for joining us here today on Lunchtime Live.
Lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, Radha Sterling there. She's the CEO of the campaign group Detained in Dubai. It is just an extraordinary story. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.